a rock up to Bletchley Park, the very familiar security gate lifts, and it's not far to the manor. And looking around, it's a little bit like a very tidy Glastonbury. There's tents all over the place, people sitting around talking. It's not raining, which I kind of half expected. Over the air always has eclectic weather, as well as eclectic minds, one of which I've collared just outside the main tent. I didn't want to run in without getting an introduction for people who might be out there and know nothing about Over the Air. John Bevangelist on Twitter, who has recently had a change in his job environment, which I'd like to talk about as well. Okay. But explain Over the Air, because you've been involved from the beginning, haven't you?
Yeah, so this is the fifth year, I believe. We are now in Bletchley Park, so wonderful surroundings. 500-600-ish hackers, people building away over 2 days, sleeping in tents, under canvas, all modern technology, birthplace of computing, and it makes a lot of sense.
So what are people building and why?
I don't know what people are building exactly, because I always like to have that reveal and get to watch the show and tell and be surprised as everyone else. But we've got people building things with Lego, Arduino, web development, you name it.
Raspberry Pi even. I did see a picture yesterday. My Raspberry Pi.
I haven't seen one here. But,
oh, I could have bought mine.
Yeah, there must be one somewhere. There must be one somewhere.
A lot of corporate sponsorship. What's in it for them?
They get to talk to the cool kids. They get to get their bits and APIs and tools in front of, you know, the people who can really use the stuff. But also, this is, you know, Bill Thompson tweeted yesterday, this is one of the essential, you know, dates in the geek calendar, along with his PuntCon, I suppose. And yeah, he's right. This is where you come to see what people are doing, to try something new, build something with a technology you've never used before, and just sort of push the envelope a bit, really.
So people are getting access to hardware and APIs?
Yeah, people bring in. I think Pearson have brought some APIs. Facebook have had a pretty big presence here this year. You alluded to my new job at Mozilla. So I've been talking to a few people about a new tool we've got called Thimble.
Thimble, like the old Thimble?
Yeah, like on your thumb.
No, but so, Thimble without the... Because Thimble's been around for a while as a decentralized open source network.
Well, that's news to me, but it might be news to the guys who named it. But, so I'll go
You've
and
probably
do
got Thimble
research.
LE, not Thimble without the vowels extracted.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, okay. The proper spelling. Yeah, we're the learning department. We teach people to spell things properly. So, talking to people about that and getting kids. We've had 5-6-year-olds who sit down with Thimble. Some of the simpler projects, they can create their own web page and publish it to the web that's unique to them within about 10 minutes. So they get to go beyond seeing the web as just a consumer medium. They've made something themselves. They've got a URL they can point their friends at, or they can point their granddad who lives on the other side of the world at a piece of the web that they've made.
Wow, I might have to get my little 3-year-old mini mentally to be a tester for some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's in beta, thimbletest.org.
Nice.
Check it out, have a look. The nice London Zoo project has just gone up.
Good luck with Mozilla. Quality organisation to be a part of, in my humble opinion. There be the wheeling of a mountain of sandwiches coming this way, and I know by your eyes you're waiting to be one of the first to climb that mountain. Thanks, John. I'll speak to you in a bit.
See you later, mate.